Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine American culture, what's new and old in entertainment. Since Truman Capote published his 1966 masterpiece In Cold Blood, America has been fascinated with true crime. Our current versions may occasionally take different form. TV shows like The People vs. O.J. or docuseries like Making a Murderer have obsessed us in recent years, and the podcast Serial took true crime into the digital age. But the idea has stayed the same: to document how crimes have happened and occasionally to launch impromptu investigations. Sometimes true crime has found rousing success beyond just sales numbers and cultural impact. The Thin Blue Line, a documentary by Errol Morris, was so persuasive that Randall Dale Adams, its subject, was released from prison. Serial shed enough reasonable doubt that the podcast's focus, Adnan Syed, is set to receive a new trial. And the list goes on. Most recently has come Michelle McNamara's I'll Be Gone in the Dark, one woman's obsessive search for the Golden State Killer, a true crime book that was published posthumously after McNamara died suddenly while writing it. I'll Be Gone in the Dark tells of the grisly crime spree that terrorized California in the 1970s and 80s by a man she dubbed the Golden State Killer, but who had previously been called the East Area Rapist and the original Night Stalker. The book was published in February, and immediately it shot to the top of the New York Times bestseller list for nonfiction. Last month, HBO even announced plans to make it into a documentary series. But its true accomplishment is this. Just 8 weeks after the book was published, police arrested the man they believed to be the Golden State Killer. In their announcement of the charges, the police insisted McNamara's book did not help their investigation, a claim that seems tenuous if for no reason other than timing. The case has been cold for decades, the investigation began over 40 years ago, and suddenly, after receiving attention stemming from a best-selling book, the suspect is apprehended. Regardless of how it all happened, the glory of catching a suspect isn't really what McNamara wrote about in the book. She wrote emphatically that she wanted the Golden State Killer to be arrested for the victims. True crime as a genre can get a bad rep, that it delights in others' suffering. But at its true heart, if it's approached with the appropriate reverence, it can help inform people how to protect themselves, inform future investigators what techniques have worked in the past, and maybe, just maybe, help bring along some well-deserved justice. Michelle McNamara's book, I'll Be Gone in the Dark, is available now. I'm Evan Rook.